So as I was reading this, I couldn't help but think about the words, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And then he goes on and he sends the disciples out like to all these places to do the things that he had done while he was alive. And he tells the disciples, when you go, don't bring your bags, don't bring your clothes, don't bring extra shoes, just go. And I went, Jesus never went on a youth trip. 2 days, no, 3 days, 2 nights, 5 bags per female. I don't know if Jesus gave them those instructions, if they could handle this. But what Jesus is asking them is, when you go out into the world, into this place where you are going to proclaim the good news, when you are going to offer healing and help and wholeness to people, don't be connected to the things of the world. Don't worry about what the world can give you, because I have given you everything. I have given you salvation. Have faith that what you say is from me. You don't have to worry about the words. If you think you're stumbling upon them, if you're one of those people that says, I can't read scriptures, the words will get all jumbled in my mouth. The words will always be from God and not from you. So don't be afraid. Have faith. Where God is sending you into the world, God will provide what you need to proclaim the word of God. And the word of God is that God loves you, that you are a beloved child, that God can heal you of whatever hurt or sickness that you have. So Jesus knew he was going on, and he is sending these 12 out to do this mission. And he's sending them, as he says, as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be as wise as serpents and innocent as doves. So what is he asking them to do? He's asking them to recognize that the world is not full of all good people. The world is full of people who have some good in them and some not so good in them. And that they need to have the wisdom of a serpent to recognize, to peer in and see where that break is. But then to be innocent and loving and know where to enter into the conversation about salvation. That not everybody will be ready to hear it, and it may not be that they're not going to hear it at all, it's that you may not be the one to speak it to them. That it's time for you to move on, the next to come in and speak the new words that God gives them. And I love that God can work miracles with an older couple and produce a child that we know as Isaac. And that the family of Abraham goes on and on and on from generation to generation. And that we, as the adopted children of Abraham, are part of that extended family. But he also speaks of the coming persecution, that to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to be one who wants to proclaim the good news, to tell a community that they can be healed and made whole, people sometimes don't want to hear it. They don't want to be made well. And they certainly don't want you to be well. And that as we see what Christ went through to the cross, that our journey, our faithfulness to the word of God can lead us into places where we will be harmed. And he says, one, dust it off, go away. And the other, he says, be prepared. Because just like me, you could be persecuted, you could be flogged, you could be crucified, and the 12 were. But the message never dies. The message of hope, the message of salvation, that we are all waiting for the coming of Christ, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We'll say those words fairly soon. The reality is, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we need to have faith that God's church, no matter what it looks like to us, whether it has a steeple and walls and beautiful new tiles on that steeple, or whether it is a brush arbor, or whether it's out in the pavilion, or maybe it's on the beach at a wedding, God's church is God's church, not ours. We are called to be faithful and to proclaim that message of good news. So, I'm going to be a little techie. And I'm going to see how generationally challenged we are. I was at annual conference, and the bishop spoke about going to Wilmington, and that her daughters from Mississippi were with her. And they were all excited because they were going to Wilmington, which was the place where a series was filmed. Okay, and the series was? One Tree Hill. See, I didn't know it. And the words that she showed in this mat, because her daughters were collecting all sorts of things. And this is a quote from One Tree Hill. I don't know who said it. Some of you might. But they said, somebody told me that this place is where everything's better and everything's safe. Where everything's better and everything's safe. Somebody told me this is a place where everything's better and everyone's safe. But no one will know that unless somebody tells them. Jesus sent the disciples out to tell the world about the salvation that is theirs through Jesus Christ. He sent the disciples out into the world to tell them that there was a place where they would be safe, that there was a place where everything would be better. And it's called the kingdom of God. And it is not yet complete, but it is here now being created. And if anyone was here Sunday night last week, you know you saw a glimpse of that kingdom of God. And I'm seeing a glimpse of it here right now. This is a place where everything's better and everyone is safe. But somebody has got to tell those out there searching for that place. And it can't just be the one standing behind the pulpit. That is yours to tell, your story to tell about a God who loves them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.